Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Be future ready with a pension powered by Zurich's award-winning investment performance.
This week in her political column, Olivia O'Leary looks at the downside of ownership.
Why do we have to own everything? Take cars. We take on all the overhead costs of car insurance, tax, residential parking, servicing, NCT tests, for cars which, in cities at least, spend most of their time sitting outside our doors if we have public transport nearby. The new system of car rental for a day or an afternoon means we can do all those jobs or journeys which need a car in a given period and then hand the car back and not have to worry about it. Take boats. So many people buy the Dream and then it sits in the water or in the back garden unused. Why not rent one for the one or two summers most of us will use it until we lose interest? Take that spectacular hat for the wedding. Why spend a fortune, wear it once, and keep it in a vast hat box on top of the wardrobe where it goes out of fashion? There's a healthy industry out there in hat hire. And why not rent rather than buy houses? You don't have to own it for it to be your home. I'll deal with the particular problems of renting in Ireland in a moment, but speaking generally, renting is efficient economically and socially because it makes it easier to downsize when we get older so that the housing stock can be reallocated to those who need a bigger house. It also allows for labour mobility so that people can move more easily to where jobs become available. Margaret Thatcher won the votes of council tenants by allowing them to buy their houses at a subsidised price. But one of the results was that when recession hit hard in Britain in the mid-80s, people couldn't move to where the jobs were because they were tied to their houses. We've done the same thing here. Why does it cost more to rent a house in urban areas here than to pay back a mortgage? One of the reasons is because we allowed so much of the existing public housing stock to be sold off and public authorities almost stopped building public housing. Coupled with builders not building during the bust, you had a reduced supply of housing and people on rent allowance or housing assistance payments competing with everyone else for it. But behind all this is an obsession. We have such an obsession in this country with individual property ownership that it's blinding us to the need to provide people with homes. Only last month I sat in the Dáil Gallery to hear the Taoiseach say firmly that Irish people want to own their own homes and that his party would make sure that they could do that. He's said it a number of times before and since. Really? Is private ownership the political priority when we have people sleeping in cars and families growing up in hotels? Why not deal with the housing crisis more urgently than Rebuilding Ireland seems to be doing? Why not use state-owned land to build public housing for rent, slam a very much heavier levy or tax on empty sites being hoarded by developers for windfall profits and force them to build or sell? The Vienna model of housing, where two-thirds of the Viennese population lives in state-subsidised rented housing as opposed to privately owned housing, is the one we should be looking at. The common good of housing people should be a greater priority than individual property rights. In the early 2000s, Bertie Ahern, as Taoiseach, wrung his hands as he explained that the property clause in the Constitution stopped him insisting that developers actually deliver the required 20%, as it was then, of social housing in each development. Rubbish. The Constitution says that private property rights can be put aside when the common good requires. But in case of any doubt, Sinn Féin housing spokesman Eoin Óibrín is suggesting a constitutional referendum making that clear, giving people a right to housing. He's not wrong. In any case, we're moving into a time when individual property rights will have to take second place to the need to save the planet. When we'll have to share our part of the world with those who have to flee the effects of climate change. When, to stop the loss of biodiversity of plants and animal species, we may need to put aside up to half the Earth's surface for the benefit of other species. We're moving into a time when we learn the hard way that the wish to own will give way to the need to survive.